The US has resumed its drone strikes in the impoverished East African nation of Somalia.
Although not confirmed, it is believed that Al-Shabaab's leader Ahmed Abdi Godane, famously known as Mukhtar Abu Zubair, might have been killed or wounded in the latest drone strike.
However, US officials at the Pentagon specifically said Godane was the target. If confirmed killed, his death would mark a serious setback for Al-Shabaab. At least six other people were killed in that air attack. For years now, the U.S. has maintained a secret presence in the drought and famine-ravaged nation. The attack in Sablale, a rich agricultural area near Al-Shabaab's last remaining bastion of Barawe, comes as the African Union and Somali forces commenced a nationwide offensive. The operation, codenamed Indian Ocean, is aimed at seizing key ports from the Al-Shabaab and cutting off their key sources of revenue. The Somali Council of Ministers has, however, welcomed the offensive against the Al-Shabaab.
The target of this operation was the key commanders of the Al-Shabaab. Such attacks will continue because it's only the Somali government that has the authority to govern this nation and not terrorists like the Al-Shabaab.
Despite global condemnation, the U.S. still continues to carry out its drone campaigns in several Muslim countries. These attacks are mostly launched from Djibouti, home to U.S. biggest military base in Africa, and have on all occasions resulted in civilian casualties.
The United States has targeted several Muslim countries in these kinds of air operations, but we will never accept anything that causes harm to the innocent people of Somalia.
Godane has been listed by the U.S. State Department as one of the world's eight top most wanted men with a $7 million bounty on his head. But despite reports, the armed group has failed to confirm the whereabouts of their leader. And whether or not Godane was killed, experts say that won't be the end of Al-Shabaab. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.